Friends in Christ, recently I had a first-hand encounter with mercy. It was my day off, and I was out and about running errands. I saw a coffee shop, and I thought, oh, it'd be nice to have a cup of mocha. So I went through the drive-thru and ordered my coffee, and there was a woman ahead of me in line, so I waited to drive up to the window, and I waited and waited, getting more impatient by the second. I saw the clerk hand her coffee, and I thought, okay, it's my turn. And then I still waited as I noticed her fumbling through her purse, and I thought, I grumbled under my breath, what's she doing, putting her makeup on or what? Finally, she pulled away, and I drove up to the window. The clerk handed me my coffee. I handed him my card, and he waved it away and said, no charge, the woman in front of you paid for your coffee. Imagine how I felt, like a jerk. And I thought, who was she? I said, who was she? He just shook his head. I saw her driving away, and my first thought was to speed up and follow her, find out who she was, and thank her. But then I thought better of that. And then I thought, what can I do for her? I can't even thank her. I don't know who she is. Maybe it was you. Thank you. But then the Holy Spirit gave me an idea for something I could do for her. So I took out my rosary then and there, and I prayed a rosary for her. I thought, God knows who she is, even though I don't, and God knows what she needs prayers for. So God can apply that rosary to her. I got a free cup of coffee. She got a free rosary. That's mercy. That's mercy. Getting something free that you don't deserve, that you don't pay for, that you didn't earn. She gave me that corporal work of mercy, give drink to the thirsty. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, we remember the greatest act of mercy in the whole history of the world, our redemption, the Paschal mystery. Jesus Christ gave to us something that we don't deserve, something that we didn't pay for, something that we don't earn, a free, total, gratuitous gift, our salvation. But there is one stipulation. We have to receive it. We have to drink the cup of coffee. No, the cup that Jesus drank. God will not force his gift on us. We have to receive it. Like the two thieves, one crucified on one side of Jesus, the other on the other. And I can never remember, I was going to look it up before Mass, I can never remember which is which, but you know. One was the good thief and one was the bad thief. One of them received mercy and the other didn't. What's the difference? They both were serious criminals. They both had committed serious mortal sins. They both deserved eternal damnation. What's the difference? One received God's mercy. He said, Lord Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, this day you will be with me in paradise. That's mercy. Total free gift, undeserved, unpaid for. Well, it's paid for. He paid for our coffee, for our salvation. See, Jesus says to Thomas today, have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Friends, he's talking about you and me. Unless you were alive in 33 AD, and I see some older folks out there, but none of you were alive in 33 AD, you're one of those people. We are those people who have come to believe but have not seen. I don't think anyone here has had Jesus appear to you. Maybe St. Faustina did. But Jesus Christ in the flesh, you believe in him. So you are those people that Jesus says are blessed. How blessed you are. But how do others who don't yet believe come to believe in Jesus and come to receive that free gift of salvation? How does it happen? It comes through mercy. It comes through mercy. Pope Francis, in the Jubilee Year of Mercy that we had a few years ago, he said, Jesus Christ is the incarnation of the Father's mercy. Jesus Christ is mercy incarnate. So that means that when we experience mercy, we experience Jesus Christ. And we come to know Jesus Christ, and then we can come to follow him and be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Another example of mercy from my life is not so recent. It happened 45 years ago when my mother died, but it happens every week here at St. John's, sometimes two or three times during the week. It was at my mother's wake service, the night before her funeral mass. We were at the wake, my siblings and my father and I, and we were there for hours upon hours upon hours because the line was so long, people coming to pay respects for my mother and my father, and our family. And I'll never forget my father afterwards. He commented, and he commented up until the day he died. He said, I cannot get over the people who came to express their sorrow, to console us, to be with us at that moment of grief. He couldn't believe the people who came, some that he didn't even know. That's mercy. And that's one of the corporal works of mercy. Bury the dead, console the bereaved, praying for the dead. That's mercy. And that's what Jesus did for us as he pours out his blood and water from his pierced side. That's why we see red and white streams coming from the heart of Jesus in the image of divine mercy, the blood that symbolizes the Eucharist that we're privileged to receive every Sunday, every day if we can, and the water that symbolizes our baptism when we were given new life in Christ. And as Jesus says today, what did he do? He invited the apostles, he invited Thomas to touch his wounds. He said, put your finger in my side, put your finger in my wounds. What does that mean? That means that we have to do the same. We have to touch the wounds of one another. That's mercy. I was at the hospital some time ago. A young man had been in a very serious car accident. And he wanted to show me his wounds. I said, that's okay, I don't need to see them. But we want to do that, don't we? When we're hurting, we want people to know about it. Why? Because that brings comfort. When we come and acknowledge the wounds of another person, maybe we can't do anything, maybe we can't fix whatever is wrong, most of the time we can't. But if we acknowledge their wounds, put our finger in their wounds, so to speak, that is mercy. And they experience healing and comfort and peace. And that is the gift that Jesus brings, isn't it? What does Jesus say? His first words out of his mouth every time he appears after his resurrection, he says, peace be with you. Not once, but twice. Peace be with you. So when you offer one another the sign of peace today at Mass, think of that. That is what we are called to do, to be people of mercy. Because every person that comes into the doors of this church needs mercy. We all do. And that is how we will bring them to Christ, because Jesus Christ is mercy incarnate. And we do it in so many ways. Buying another person a cup of coffee is one small way. But we do that every day here at St. John's. When you bring food for the food shelf, you are bringing mercy to people who are hungry. When you go to hospitality and talk to someone and share your life and ask them what's going on in your life, you are bringing mercy to that person. When you go to confession, you are receiving God's divine mercy. Let's thank the Lord today, for his mercy endures forever.